Blog Talk Radio.
Cocoon. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, Father, we ask that you give ear to our prayer, Father. Father, first of all, thank you for the breath of life today. Thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat this day, Father. It's time that you set apart for you and your people, Father. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, Father, when we look to the right and to the left, when we sin against you, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. We thank you, Father, for pointing out our mistakes to us, Father, making us wiser, Father. And we have some more understanding to what we should do in all situations, Father. Father, thank you for growing us and learning us, Father, and teaching us your ways, Father. Father, we thank you for bringing our brothers and our sisters back from their vacation safe and unharmed, Father. We ask that you continue to bring the rest of your people back to you, Father. Wherever they're going to worship you, wherever in this world, Father, let them get to their destination safe and unharmed, Father, so they can give you praise, glory, and honor that you deserve, Father. We ask, Father, that you comfort those who cannot make it, Father, due to any illness, mentally, physically, spiritually, Father. Comfort them according to your will, Father. Let them know that you're still there, Father, when they think you're not. Father, continue to just unleash your mind to us, Father. Continue to just raise us up to your level, Father. Continue to allow us to see through your eyes. In Yahushua's name, we ask all these things and give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe, his servant, Israel, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Kol Shabbat Israel. Shabbat Shabbat. Hope everyone had a good week. I didn't, but it's the Shabbat. You know, it's time to lay our burdens down if you had them. You know, and bask in Abba's glory. So today, the name of the lesson is Wait on Yahweh. And the reason why it came about this way is, as usual, I was waiting to hear on Yahweh, what are we going to talk about? You know, for Abba, what are we going to talk about? You know, after the lessons are, I don't want to say a ritual of things, but I asked Abba, what are we going to talk about next, you know? So Sunday went by, Monday went by. So, all right, Abba, what are we going to talk about next? Well, about Thursday, I'm still asking Abba, what are we going to talk about next? You know what? I ain't worried about it, Abba, because I know why I keep on bothering you. And this is what I said, because the whole time I didn't hear anything. I've never responded. So Thursday morning comes about, I'm like, what are we going to talk about next? What I'm worrying about it for? You the one teaching. This is on you. So why I keep on bothering you about what we going to talk about? And he said, that's right, son. You got it. Talk about waiting on. I said, okay, that's what we're going to talk about. Because, you can't hear? Do I need you to talk louder? All right. Gotcha. The whole time, you just got to learn to wait on Yahweh. And it's his time. You know, sometimes the answer is not going to Abba, but he wants you to go through a certain thing so you'll ask a certain question or come to a certain realization. And then he'll reveal something to you. All right, fine, this is what I'm going to show you. Because now I got you on the thought path that I need you on. You understand what I'm saying? So until we ask the right question or do the right, until we ask the right question or do the right thing, that's when he unlocks us. Because now I know, all right, this is the thought pattern I got you on. This is what I want you to see. This is how I'm going to use you. Because that's what we have to figure out. How is he going to use you? If it don't come right then and there, you know, wait, just keep on going. Wait, just keep on going. Wait, just keep on going. Because he's going to show you how he's going to use you, and he's going to show you what he needs you to learn next. All right? So let's start in the book. And as I was going through this, when I'm reading this, certain words just keep on coming up, right? And all these passages incorporate waiting on Yahweh, all right? Now, you're going to hear certain words keep on coming up, and keep track and just listen to the words that just keep on popping up as we talk about waiting on Yahweh, right? So the first place we're going to go to is Lamentations chapter 3. So we're going to read from verses 21 through 26. Excuse me. And this reads, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of Yahweh's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Yahweh is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Yahweh is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and wait quietly for the salvation of Yahweh. All right? So, as we go through that, you hear certain things being repeated, right? Now, let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 27. We're going to start in verse 1. We're going to read this whole psalm. Psalms 27, verse 1. A psalm of Daud. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Yahweh. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Yahweh, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Elohim of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yahweh will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait on Yahweh, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. All right? And if you listen to that, you heard some similar vibes from the last one, right? Similar words, similar words just kept on popping up, you know. Let's go to another. This is Psalms 37. We're going to read that whole psalm. Excuse me. Psalms chapter 37, verse 1. And this reads, a psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in Yahweh and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in Yahweh, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Yahweh, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The master shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that is righteous, a little that a righteous man hath, is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but Yahweh upholdeth the righteous. Yahweh knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yahweh shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, they shall consume away. The wicked borrows and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that curseth of him, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for Yahweh upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For Yahweh loveth judgment and forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his mighty one is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Yahweh will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on Yahweh and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I saw him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed. Together the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So, we've read three passages. What are some of the words that you can continue to hear over and over again while we're waiting on Yahweh? Because all of these passages incorporate waiting on Yahweh. Any thoughts? Hope, trust. Any other ones? Seeking. Salvation, would you say, Aki? Green? The color green? Anything else? Because these are all the words that came to my mind when I was reading it. It's like, okay, hope. This is why we wait on Yahweh. Because we have a hope. When we think about hope, it's an expectation. We expect something from Yahweh, right? One of the things that we expect from Yahweh is to be saved. That's salvation. Another thing that we have to learn to do is to trust Yahweh. That's one of the things I was talking to my brother about. That's one of the things that Yahweh is showing me. I got trust issues. I'm working on that. I have to learn to trust again. You know, it's hard for me to trust people. See, because when you get hurt, it's hard to trust. That's one of the things that once a bond is broke, everybody say, once trust is broken, you can never get it back. That's a lie. If you want it back, you can get it back. You know what I'm saying? It's about what you want. But these are some of the things that Abba is showing me. You wait on me? You got this. These are things that you're going to earn by waiting on me. Another word that you heard, patience. One of the fruits of the Spirit is patience. You know? These are words that just kept on coming up over and over and over again. This is why we have to wait on Yahweh. We can't be that microwave generation or that we need it now, that spoiled brat. You know? Wait on Yahweh. Stay well. You talk to me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I gave it to you Thursday. Why? You asked the question. I need you to wait on me. You was expecting a lesson. I'm expecting to talk to my father because I don't know nothing. I'm not going to get up here and give y'all a whole bunch of ragtag stuff and try, you know, I'm going to end up looking like a fool at the end of the day. All right? We can't do that as servants of the Most High. Give up here and give you our opinion. So we expect Abba to talk to us, but in our expectation, we got to learn to wait. All right? And then learning to wait, what is that developing in us? Trust in Yahweh. I got to applaud. Look, don't sit up here and wait and be like, all that worrying. Wait patiently. I got you, son. It's, you know, and where we learn that from? Kids, as being a child, you know, dad, are you going to do this one? I need this done. Okay, might not get done this day, this day, this day, this day, and this day. But you have an expectation of your parents to do certain stuff, or maybe it's a want, or maybe they made a promise to you, and you expect the parent to fulfill that promise. But it might not get fulfilled the day you want it to get fulfilled. You have to wait on the promise to be fulfilled. Mom might not have the money at the time. Something else might have took precedence over. Your little brother might have ended up breaking out. I had a klutz with a little brother. He always broke a bone. Always. You know? So he was a little klutz. It was these unbreakable glasses they came out with called Rec Specs. These things were unbreakable. He broke them. They had a lifetime guarantee. He broke those things in half. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. You know? Mom had to give him new glasses, which set other things back, set the expectation back. But we have to learn to be patient. You know, we have to learn to be patient. And we learn these things through our life experiences, you know. But it's no different than that. It's no different than that with Abba. So, okay, all these things are processes, you know. Trusting is a process. Salvation is a process. Our expectations, that's just what we want. Us getting to the expectation, that's the process. We got to go through the process. But in that process, we have to learn how to be patient and wait and wait and wait. You know? One of the other things that what's the song we sing? Which one is that? That's Psalms 131, right? Okay. Let's look at some of the things that they say in that. Psalms 131, right? Song of Degrees of David, Daud. Yahweh, my heart is not haughty. Sometimes we have to understand our heart is haughty, right? There are things that we want within us, my heart has not been proud. We have proud hearts that we want stuff right then and there. We want answers now, right? Amen. Nor my eyes lofty. Sometimes we see into things and our eyes get that, you know, we get that desire. And we want that desire fulfilled right now, right? Neither do I exercise myself in great matters. Neither do I concern myself with great matters or those too wondrous for me. There's stuff we just don't know. there are matters that are beyond us. What my brother say, those things that are revealed belong to you and your sons. That stuff that ain't revealed, that's Yahweh's. So if he wants to reveal some stuff onto you that belongs to him, guess what you got to do? Wait. You got to wait for him to reveal it for you. Maybe these things that you are desiring are too much for you. I don't exercise myself in great matters, nor those too wondrous for me. There are things that, no. There are questions that only lead to more questions. And it only leads to more questions. Why? Because we're not to that level yet. It's too wondrous for us. So there are some matters that are just beyond us that we're going to have to wait on. We're going to have to wait on that. There are just some questions that's just going to lead, what the words say. Don't go into those endless ramblings. Don't go into those endless debates, stuff that just lead question after question, that there's no edification for it. Because whenever you ask the question, it's for the edification. Everything that we do is supposed to be for the edification of the saints. When we bring forth stuff, people are supposed to be getting edified. It's not supposed to lead to question after question after question after question. There's no edification that way. None. So he say, avoid those things. Why? Those things are too wondrous for us. Those things are too wondrous for us. Right? We just, there's just stuff that's it's too high for us at the time. But it don't mean it has to stay that way. We just have to wait. Abba will reveal in his time, right? Says, surely I have behaved and quieted myself. That means I'm chilling, right? I gotta fall back until this answer is revealed to me. I gotta chill, right? He said, as a child that is weaned of his mother, I can't talk to you. You the one with the youngest kids, right? Was your yeah, you the one with the male with the youngest kids, all right? Did your wife breastfeed? Okay, so explain to us the weaning process, please.
From the male's point of view,
right? From your observation, because we can't talk to the other women right now.
Well, as you know, the child gets breastfed, and you know, as the child grows, and the child needs less breast milk, and the child will start giving indications that they need less breast milk, like especially once their teeth grow in, you know, they might start biting down on their food source, that's attached to the mother, or they might, you know, they're not getting as full off of the breast milk as they used to, and you know, so then you know you gotta start giving them up.
Okay. So the child at the time that when he's getting to a point where he's filling up and he knows and he needs less breast milk.
Yeah.
That means you have to bring in more solid food.
Yeah.
So now he's ready for the solid food.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen right then and there. That's a time period.
Yeah.
So you just have to wait for that child to be weaned off of that, and eventually he doesn't need the breast milk at all.
Yeah.
Eventually he's not he's not breastfeeding at all.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's the same thing. Eventually there's Todai. Eventually there's going to be questions there that aren't going to be questions anymore.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? There might be some confusion here, but eventually, when y'all, Abba, I'm going to smash that confusion because I can't have my kids confused. And when I say confusion, what I mean is this. It's not confusion as in, not confusion like that. When I say confusion, I mean there's a little doubt within me. That's what I mean by confusion. See, because that's in a lot of ways, that's what confusion is. That's where it starts from. Okay? It just starts from a little bit of doubt. You hear something and it doesn't set all the way with you, and that question comes up and there's no answer for it at the time. So it's like, yeah, I hear you and I get it. That's what he talks about. Yeah, I believe, but there's some unbelief there. You understand what I'm saying? That's for lack of a better term, that is a state of double-mindedness when there's a little bit of doubt there. Because any time that there's wiggle room to go back and forth, you're not stable, right? And one of the things that he talked about in our waiting that he was going to do, one, we're going to inherit the land. That's another thing that he said that he constantly speaks of is inheriting the land, inheriting the land, inheriting the land. I'm going to set you up like a rock. That's another thing he said within our waiting. He wants us to be stable. He said he wants us to stand firm in the waiting. He don't want wiggle room, you know, because whenever you set up building, if you ever made put up a fence or a anything that has to have a post, a deck, or anything like that, the one thing you do not want is wiggle room.
Mm.
All right? Once you dig that hole, you might start with some wiggle room, but you throw that cement down in there, you throw some more dirt back over top of that, and you pack it. So that post, because that post is what's stabilizing everything else.
Amen.
If it moves, everything moves.
Amen.
All right? So that's the last thing that you want. When he talks about standing something up erect, that's what he wants. Why? Because you're going to be able to hold your weight, all right? And any other type of weight that comes on to you, that's the type of man, sister, brother that he's developing. Ak, strong wall. Akoti, strong wall. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he's developing. But guess what? It takes time, and we have to wait on Yahweh, right? He says, like a child that is weaned from his mother, even my soul is even as a child. Our minds, our thinking has to be weaned off of certain things. You know? I was talking to a guy at my job, and right now they got the Christmas music playing, and it's killing me. Ain't even Thanksgiving ain't even get here, and they got the Christmas music playing, and it's killing me. So we get to talking about this, that, and another. I said, man, get to talking about lies. I said, man, don't you understand? When I found out Christmas was a lie, that's a whole bunch of Christmases I got to erase. That's a whole bunch of information I got to say no to. I got to, as the word talks about Paul, count it as dung and get rid of it. That's a whole bunch of and you know, all of us who haven't grown up in this way or as a child, you know, it's a whole bunch of paganism we got to get out of us, you know, and that takes time, you know. Then you come to find out Yahweh's word is true, and it's saying things, you know, that goes against what science tells us. And all the things that we've been taught within school, like what the brother brought out about the earth and it being on a foundation, right? That's Yahweh's word. So who do we believe? Because we see the sun moving. We see the moon, star moving. When we look at the evidence and we go, oh, wait a minute. Abba, you're telling the truth. Why? Because we're looking at this. But how long have we looked at this, read this, before he brought all this to our attention? You understand what I'm saying? The sun, the moon, the stars give light to the earth. We read that. I know I read for at least a good 10 years before Abba cut the light bulb on in somebody here to make us realize this, you know? But it's a waiting process. Everything is a waiting process for Abba. But like Lama said, it's good to wait on Yahweh. That's something that we're supposed to do. This is a good thing that we're supposed to do. Because within it is so many things that Abba is doing at one time. There's so many things that he's, you know, that he talked a gardener. Nope, we'll read about that later. All right. Any questions or comments so far? Wrong button. All right. Did we go to Psalms 123? We didn't go there yet. Let's go to Psalms 123. Another one we sing. Psalms 123, a song of degrees. Unto thee lift up I up. Unto thee lift I up my eyes, O thou that dwells in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon Yahweh, our mighty one, until that he have mercy upon us. Another thing that we read upon, the mercies of Yahweh come with waiting, waiting. We say, I renew my mercies every day. That's why we are not consumed, right? Have mercy upon us, O Yahweh. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud, right? So how people are looking upon us, that's another thing that we have to wait upon, right? Because another thing that we talk about, that another idea that was constantly, how the wicked going to be cut off. But we have to wait on Yahweh to do that. We have to wait for our... I'm on this time period, my kids, and everything that I said I'm going to do, I'm going to do. So what I need y'all to do is chill, sit back, do what I say do, and just wait for me to accomplish my task. Can you do that for me? That's what he wants us to do. And that's the question. Can you wait on me? Right? And you got an expectation, you got hope, and I guarantee you, in learning to wait on me, you're going to learn to trust me, because you're going to see I'm not going to fail, you know? And I think, and like I said, with me, that's my issue. But, you know, it wasn't until he brings these things to your mind and he shows you these different things, okay, all right. So that's why I have to work on, all right? But if I wait on Abba, he's going to show me these things. So chill, there you are. Chill. You know? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 22. It says, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on Yahweh, and he shall save thee. Right? Don't return evil for evil. What did he say? I am Yahweh, I will avenge thee. Right? So when things are going on, don't try to take it on yourself. Don't try to go and go out. You see, in our haste, that's when we do wrong. Right? The word talks about those who run to do evil. You know, they're in a hurry to do evil, right? And when somebody do us wrong, most of the time, I'm going to go with 99.9% of the time, we're in a hurry to get them back, right? We're in a hurry to get them back. That's our nature. That is the human nature that we talked about. That's what's in us, you know, to repay evil for evil. But I would say, don't do that. Wait, I got you. Calm down, I got you. Take the low, be humble, I got you. I'm going to repay for you, I got you, right? But again, wait on Yahweh. Let him develop these things within us, you know, and work on it. And again, it's another thing we can't forget, practice. Put it into use, right? put it into use. Because it don't make a difference how many seeds you sow if you don't garden to go after those seeds or take care of those seeds. It ain't just about sowing seeds. It ain't just about sowing. It's a lot of work to make a plant grow, you know. And you got to have patience, as we're going to read a little bit later. You got to have patience when you're gardening, right? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. And this reads, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. So again, trust Yahweh. Trust the process. As they say in sports, you know, because when you're taking a rookie, right? A rookie that's coming out of college, he might be the hottest thing ever, right? But the way you play football in college is different than the way you play football in the pros, right? A guy who's open in college is a lot, most of the time he's a lot wider open. Open in the pro leagues is different from open in college. You got to know when to throw the ball. You got to trust the system. You got to trust the process, right? So your mechanics might be wrong. You might be not stepping into the ball and driving off your back foot, right? But your whole life you've been throwing the ball a certain way. But they have to change you mechanically, right? So what they do, they get coaches. They get coaches that show you the proper way to throw a ball, right? So and eventually what it does, it improves your accuracy. It improves the distance that you're throwing the ball, because there are proper ways of doing things, right? So you have to trust the process. But if you have a guy who's, and again, you've been throwing this football this way since you was 10, 11 years old. But now you're in the big leagues. You're at the highest level. And like, yo, mechanically, you're messed up. So what we got to do is we got to show you how to do this at a pro level. So you have to trust the process. And you have to change everything that you know from the time that you was 10 years old, right, to compete at a level now that is the highest. But you have to trust the process. And a lot of people don't trust the process. That's why you have so many of these dudes who are super talented that never make it and doesn't stay at the pro level because they didn't trust the process. One of the guys that just comes to mind off the break is this dude named Jamarcus Russell. He was a bad dude at LSU, you know, but he was just a huge dude. This guy would sit on one knee and can throw the ball 75 yards, 65 yards down the field. He was that strong and monstrous of a man. But at the pro level, mechanically speaking, it was hard for him to complete a pass because of his mechanics. And he didn't want to change the way that he threw the ball, you know? So what they say, all right, Jamarcus, you're not making any progress because you're not trusting the process. You don't want to go through the process of this. But it's the same thing with us. I need this to change about you, right? So what I'm going to do is, one, I'm going to bring it up out you. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to confront you with it, right? This is Abba speaking. I'm going to confront you with your stuff, right? Now you have to trust the process and start to get rid of it. But it takes time because first step in solving a problem is what? Identifying the problem. So that's the first thing Abba does. Identify the problem and show you what the problem is with you. And now it's time for, okay, Father, that's my problem. Let's work on it. And he's going to show you how to guide you. What do you say? Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not to what you know, what you understand. Don't lean on what you know. Don't put your weight on what you know. Trust Yahweh. Because there are things that we know about ourselves that we – that's why a lot of times the process is long. Because we think we know ourselves. We think we get us, right? But it's another passage that talks about Hotep. Oh, man. And it's so funny. It talks about Yahweh made the mind, made the body and the mind. So how can man even know himself, basically? Because how can a man know himself when you had no part in this creation? You know? How can you know yourself when you didn't make you? You know? Yahweh made you. He knows you. But you don't even understand that you don't know you. Why? Because you're leaning on what you think you know, and it's not right. Right? I'm going to find that one. I'm going to look for it. And I'm going to send it to y'all. But any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
And, John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then said Yahushua to those Yahudim which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You shall know me.
That's right.
But we have to continue.
That's right.
Whatever it is that we want to know, be patient. And you'll get the answer that you're seeking after.
That's right.
But you have to continue with it.
That's right. You know, you have to. You know, it's a process. It's not magic. It's not just sprinkle some fairy dust and you know, I mean, it's, you know, because that's what people think, because that's what people see, that's what they put on these big screens. You know, like you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, you have some people who are what they call savants and they're geniuses, and there's some things that they get, you know. But if they're not getting what Yahweh got for them, what are they getting? You know, you read about these kids that's I just read about, I think he's like 10 or 12 years old, graduating from college. He's mastered the stuff that mastered all these books and all this knowledge but if it don't line up with this, you just fill your mind up with a whole bunch of parash. That's what you just did. You just ruined the kid because it's not lining up with the truth. It's not the truth.
Right.
So what's the point? What's the point? Are you a 14-year-old Rhodes Scholar? Great. But you don't know anything. You know? And when I say you don't know anything, I mean you literally don't know anything. Nothing, because the whole world goes against this, and this is the truth, you know?
Amen.
So, Isaiah 25:9. It says, And it said, in that day, lo, this is our mighty one. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahweh. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Joy is coming. Salvation is coming. But again, it's a process. All these things are processes. You know, it's not just done. It's not just, all these things take time. It takes effort. It takes, like the brother said, work. You know, all these things are processes. It's not something that just you just fall into so to speak. You know, the same way we have an expectation out of Abba, Abba has an expectation out of us. You know, and one of the expectations is to wait on him, because it's a good thing. Give him time to accomplish the things that he needs to accomplish. It ain't like you can straight grab him and say, do it now anyway. So you might as well just chill out. That's right. Your arms too short, the box of God. You know? We don't want you. It's like, you know, trust the process, you know, and those things that he pull out in you. Let me find this. One it talks about a man, like I said earlier, it was talking about a man who he doesn't even understand himself, because Yahweh created his mind. I think that's what he talks about. Yahweh created his mind and gives him understanding. So a man can't even understand himself. A man thinks he understands himself, but I couldn't find it. But I'm gonna go to this one. Just the last passage. Any questions or comments? All right, the book of James, chapter 5, starting at verse 7. And this reads, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of Yahweh. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receiveth the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of Yahweh draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door." So, again, be patient. And he compares waiting for Yahweh and waiting, and it's the same way we long for the coming of Yahushua. Guess what? the same way as the way we're supposed to long and expect for the things that we want from the Most High. Wait, the way we wait on Yahushua, the things we wait on, the things of the Most High that, we're, that when we ask and we present our supplications to him, right? So if you want that, wait for it, right? And he compares it to those who garden. You don't plant a seed, put a little water on it, and then tomorrow you got a tree. It's not like that. The seed has to go through the process of growth. You have to tend to it, you know? And before that thing bears fruit, it's a process. Before you can get anything out of it, it's a whole process that seed got to go through. It's a whole process that you have to tend to it and this, that, and another before it bears any fruit. So the same way that husbandman longs for that process is the way we have to wait on the things of Yahweh. That's why he compares it like that. You know, those things, those trees out there, they didn't plant those yesterday. You know, they didn't. It was a whole process that they went through, you know, to get to just to that stage. You know, that's not even a full, most of these trees are out here probably ain't even full grown yet, you know. But just to get to that stage, it's a process. In the same way, we have to wait on the Most High. That's how he's comparing. We have to wait on the Most High. But in our waiting, like the brother said, continue in the word. Trust the process. Be patient. Don't be the spoiled brat that I like to say. You know, because we want it now. I want it now. No, we can't be like that. Be patient with Yahweh. The same way he's patient with us. Right? He would love for us to change right now, but his mercies is renewed for us every day, you know? All right? So, any questions or comments about anything? All right, y'all. That ends the Magnify Tour, Make It Honorable today. Goku. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Amen. How do you mind closing us out?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Father God, we thank you, Father, for the word that you gave us to edify us today, Father. We thank you for speaking to our brother David Wells. We thank you, Father, for loving us and being long-suffering with us, Father. And we ask that you continue to be patient with us, Father, as you develop your children, Father. Father, we also ask, Father, that as we depart for the first part of this service, Father, that your spirit of shalom be upon all of us, Father. And that those who are still yet to come, Father, arrive in safety, Father, and with open hearts, Father, to hear your word for the second portion of today's lesson through our brother Shabbat. In Yahushua's name, Father, we pray and we lift up your name with praise by saying hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen.
Morning to you, man. Morning to your love. I say, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This is the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones? Africa must wake up, the sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This is the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones?